and welcome to the seventh episode of the Three-Legged Chair. I'm Crush, and with me, as always, Magoo. What's your favourite colour, mate?
Good. Oh, you caught me off guard here, man.
Well,
good question.
Last episode, you asked me if I was just going to keep asking.
Yeah.
There you go, mate.
Okay. Yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Growing up, it was always red or black.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty dark.
What do you mean, wow?
Black? I don't think many kids have a...
Black's not a colour.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you would have heard that a lot growing up.
What's wrong with black?
I like black. I definitely like the black clothing. I wear almost every shirt I wear is black. But as a kid's favourite colour, you're going with black.
I just think it... I don't know what about it is, but I think it is, and everyone knows it, it's stylistic. It can be contrasted with any other colour.
Mm.
It's a background, so it is boss. it is the...
The boss.
The shade, or I don't know.
So that black, was as a kid.
Black is cool.
Yeah, so
black
that was cool. As a kid, it was red and black, and now it's...
I don't know, as a kid. A kid, I was probably into friggin' cyan or something. But when it got to a point where my favourite colour mattered, you know how it goes from being a kid and you like a colour, then it goes from being an age where your favourite colour matters, and then you're 30 and it's like...
Doesn't matter
and
again.
And it's like, what kind of fucking question is that, Jake? You know, like they're all pretty good. But I wear a lot of black.
You forget I'm colorblind, so...
Yeah, so you don't even know what black is.
My spectrum is a lot smaller than everyone else. I don't know, black, if anything, I know about black.
And right now, I reckon all you're seeing is like mist or something. Amount of fog going on there.
Yeah, 2 minutes in this time.
Yeah.
All right, so let's kick this episode off. We've got our cheers for the beers. We got our first cheers for the beers.
Racy.
Racy boy. All right, also known as Yarnsy. Loves a good yarn.
He never liked Racy Higgins. He's like, nah, you just got to cut that out. So don't call him that, anyone.
But, yeah, he's the first cheers for the beers, and there's a fine line between good mate and biggest fan, and he's walking it.
He's both. Nah, good on him.
Yeah, bloody
love
oath.
Him, Racy.
Have you got no idea what we're talking about? It's the it's on our Linktree links. There's a way you can help support the pod by not only listening. That's obviously what we ask first and foremost. But you can jump on there, just shout us around, basically, and
And look, just so we're clear, it's just a little donation thing. You don't it's not
you're not a financial member of the podcast.
Well, you're not you don't have to buy us a beer or... Sorry, I was doing my shoes up and I was away from the mic because I need to make sure my shoes are nice and done up before I sit down for a pub. You know what? You don't have to go through a survey form and choose a beer for us. It's nothing like that. It's just a little fucking handout, really. Let's be honest.
All right, so we're on to On This Day, topic I brought up or a segment that I brought up last time that went all right last time, so we'll keep going till it's shithouse.
We'll do it to death.
Yep, so today is the 1st of August, 2020. Doesn't matter actually what year it is. This will be relevant whatever year you're listening to this. But 1st of August, 1774, English chemist Joseph Priestley discovers oxygen by isolating it in its gaseous state.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to be like, what does he mean, discovered oxygen? Because I was thinking, he's going, oh, guys, and he's he's figured it out. We can breathe.
We can breathe.
Yeah.
It took him till
1774. Yeah.
That's funny because I reckon just prior to this pod, I isolated you in your gaseous state.
What do you mean? When you come pick me up?
No, when you farted.
Yeah, well, that's sort of what I meant.
Yeah. All right, so in 1981, MTV premiered. at 1 minute past midnight.
91?
1981.
81.
Today in 1981. And in 1936, Summer Olympic Games is opened by Adolf Hitler in Berlin.
Here he is again.
Yeah, he got mentioned last time. We're not pro-Nazi, even though we're getting a few Nazis on board. We're speaking about a few Nazis.
Well, not a few, just him and Walt, yeah. Really.
Him and Walt so on first-name basis with Walt Disney.
Well,
but it's funny reading stuff like that because obviously no one really thinks about how Adolf Hitler wasn't always a massive prick. Like, well, maybe he was, but
the whole Nazi stuff. He wasn't always on the world stage making
stuff. He was opening Summer Olympic Games and stuff.
Writing books.
Yeah.
In saying that, we don't know enough about his book. And I think we mentioned this last time. He's a knowledgeable bloke, and there probably are some learnings from him that might be good, but he went a very, very...
If he was your role model, you'd stop not long after the Summer Olympic Games in 1936.
Yeah. You're doing it wrong, mate.
All right, and then in 1976, actress Elizabeth Taylor had her sixth divorce. That was in total. And
I feel like that's none of our business.
I know, but she also got divorced from Richard Burton, and it was their second divorce.
Oh, well, in that case, that's... Yeah.
I just think that's fascinating. Like, you've had six divorces all up, or before this one, you've had five.
She divorced him, they remarried, and they divorced again.
Yeah. So they got divorced twice, and she's been divorced six times. I'm starting to think she's the problem.
The scariest thing about that is the two divorces with the same person.
Yeah, yeah. You mended the relationship enough to get married again, but it'd be interesting to know.
But what are your priorities in life when that sort of shit's going on? Like,
I mean, you're starting to think this is more tax avoidance than love, isn't it?
Yeah. There's definitely some underlying shit going on.
Yeah. All right, and the next one, it's National Girlfriend Day.
Today?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wish you told me that before I left there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I introduced my girlfriend to my family on this day a couple of years ago.
You introduced your girlfriend to your family on National Girlfriend Day.
Yeah, it's fair to say my wife wasn't happy.
She wasn't happy.
No, my wife wasn't happy when I introduced her to my girlfriend.
You nearly stuffed the joke
up.
Yeah,
I was going to say, hang on, am I caught up in a joke again?
Again.
Okay. Yeah. No, it was funny because I remember meeting my ex-girlfriend's dad for the first time. Straight out,
before
said to me.
Before you keep going, now that I know that, sorry, I'm interrupting, which is probably another joke. If it is International Girlfriend Day, I want to say to my partner, Crystal, I love you, and I'm sure she's listening when this episode releases because it's not actually
on
today.
On the 1st of August.
Yeah, on the 1st of August. Yeah.
Today. Yeah, it's funny because I remember meeting my ex-girlfriend's dad for the first time, and he straight out said we weren't allowed to have sex. And that was really disappointing because he was an attractive man. another one, it's so we can get off that one real quick. It's Yorkshire Day, which is just relevant.
Thank fuck.
It's just relevant because that's where my mum was born. So I thought I'd just throw that one in there.
Really? In Yorkshire?
Yeah. And it's also Respect for Parent Day.
So we're doing pre-recorded pods and Jake's just dropping all these days in me. So now I'm off the cuff. I've just got to thank all my loved ones.
Is it hard to do?
No, it's not. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, I was raised well and I love my parents.
And as much as I say the exact same thing, I very much hope my mum isn't listening to this podcast or any of them, not just this episode.
She will be. No. And if you are listening, Jackie, can you please pick up some Chicken Easy Mac? No, I remember she did that for me one time. I can't remember what. I think we were away for country week or something.
No, we came down. I think you came down for a holiday. And we went down south, and Mum had got you some Chicken Easy Mac, maybe, and hired a drum kit and a bass guitar.
Yeah, that was
remember
sick.
That?
Of course. Yeah, of course. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I remember we also picked up this, way back in the day, it was called Laser Challenge.
Yeah, laser tag stuff. Yeah,
but
yeah.
This was like a more modern type one. Anyway, it was good. We were down in Harvey and Crusher MC here. Jake and I were playing out in an old rundown shed.
It was actually an old dairy, actually.
Yeah, an old dairy. It was a perfect setting for like a laser battle.
Yeah, and we had like pads and stuff on your front.
Yeah,
and
you had
back
like a little. Yeah. Anyway.
15.
So I was flogging him. and he's going, "No, mine's not working. It's just not working." I'm like, "Fuck off, mate. I'm
that,
fucking
yeah.
smashing you." He was like, I was like 20 kills, one death. He was like the opposite of that. And eventually, after like 45 minutes of playing, we did swap, and his gear was fucked.
It was 40 kills, no deaths.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I had a little trip down to Harvey. We had a drum kit, bass guitar. Yeah.
And mum, a bit of Easy Mac.
Jake's mum, organised that for us, and that was bloody awesome.
Yeah, thanks, thanks, Mum.
But the Chicken Easy Mac, yes, I think she had some for us there, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. But it was later on.
Okay.
When we bumped into her after Country Week or something, and then she brought me a box of Easy Mac.
She just found out that bit of information about you and latched onto it.
Yeah.
And, grabbed you some Easy Mac.
Yeah. So thanks, Jackie. Appreciate it.
Well, we didn't get a chance to do a Reddit review last episode, and possibly not even. It's been a while. Basically, it's been a while since we've done a Reddit review.
Have I done that in pod before? Probably.
No, I don't think so.
Since I could hold my head up high, and it's been a while. Anyway, go on.
Thanks. So this one comes from illegal/unethical pro life tips. They're two different subreddits, but I've sort of brought them together.
Life tips.
But they're basically life hacks, all right? And I think there's some decent ones.
So they're not, this is what we need to clarify. They're not pro life tips. They're professional life tips.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, just so everyone knows. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's not what this pod is about.
Especially when
we're not pro-Nazi. We're not pro-life. We're not, you know, and we're not pro-life. Wow. Holy shit. It's just we're not
anything.
We're not anything, right? This is neutral. This is conversation.
We're actually recording this podcast in Switzerland. We're that neutral.
You've lost me. That's obviously something to do with neutrality
in wars and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So illegal pro-life tips / unethical pro-life tips. The first one I've got here is, if there's a cockhead behind you with his high beams on, turn your side mirrors outwards and blind him. It just angles the light back at them. It's not illegal. Oh, it might be illegal. Don't know. But if anything, it's at least unethical.
It's unsafe.
I didn't check unsafe pro-life tips. Maybe there's a subreddit.
You can just like your middle rear view mirror has a little tab. You can just flick it up.
Yeah, everyone knows and that. It's not a pro-life tip. That's just...
I know, but why is this guy's one a pro-life tip?
Well, I mean, you can still... If there's someone with high beams on, it's still getting you, regardless if your rear vision mirror is in your eyes.
And also, this has provided everyone he's speaking to, which is not everyone on Reddit, has electric mirrors that they can adjust with one, you know... I've got to reach over my passenger seat to adjust my left-hand rear view mirror. You know what I mean?
Do you? Oh, because you got the little knob on the inside of the car still. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, this is only for the advanced
and
rear vision
mirror. How long's this bloke behind you for?
I've had people behind me for a long time, and the thing was, this car didn't have lights on low beam. I knew that. Because they could only drive on high beam. And every time they put it on, I would literally slow down almost to a stop. So they overtook me and then I would just blind them with my spotties.
Yeah.
And then overtake them and carry on. And they'd keep their lights off in the dark for like until I was miles up the road. And then they'd turn them on again, but it'd just get me enough. So I'd slow right back down again and do it to them again. So, I mean, if that was you, sucked in. I mean, we've been over this before. I'm not petty. But the next one I got is if you get a parking ticket, you pay it online, but you keep the ticket. Then whenever you're parking illegally, place it under your windscreen so the inspector thinks you've already been ticketed. Free parking in illegal spots, basically from then on.
What? So, you get a ticket.
So, you've already got a ticket. There's not much you can do about that.
Yeah, but it'd be dated.
Yeah, but you just put it on the backwards or something. No one's properly looking at it, are they? Parking inspector? They probably will if they hear this.
You can only use it for so long if it's...
I'm talking 3 months later, you're still using the same ticket.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to look at it and he's going to go...
Just put it on backwards. I reckon you get away often than not.
Yeah, I know, but that's already a known one to do, is when you pay for a parking ticket, put it on your windscreen... backwards so they can't read it. So they can go, oh, well, he has paid a ticket.
Oh, you mean the actual time ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this saves you getting a fine in the first place.
Yeah, but you're still having to pay at some point for parking every time.
Yeah, but you'll pay, I reckon, in Perth. You might pay $24.
Who's got that much money to just spend every day?
No one. Here we go. I'm going to start talking work. I used to work construction. I used to work as a steel fixer. Here we go. I'm going to start name dropping here. You know, next to the Lucky Shag, there's that Hilton?
Yep.
Built that. Built it. Anyway, going to site every day that day. Had to park at that car park at Elizabeth Quay.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was quite an expensive car park. Had to park there every day. Had to pay every day.
Crazy. Should have got a parking ticket and then reused it.
Or got the ticket, put it on backwards and just kept doing that every day.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah,
That's what I'm saying, you know?
I suppose it's the same sort of thing. You're paying for a ticket, whether it's the legal one or the illegal one, and you're just reusing that same ticket, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. All right. Well, next one is if you're at the movies, pour some of your drink on the seat in front of you so no one sits in front of you.
Mm.
That's all right. So no one restricts your view.
I feel like...
That's very unethical, I feel like.
Yeah, that's not... That's
it's not nice.
It's a bit of a dog act. Especially if the cinema's quite full because you have to book... You have to pre-book seats.
Yeah, you're already paying for seats, yeah. Yeah, that would... I mean, not backfire, but... Yeah, it's a dick move.
It's not going to backfire because when they see it, they're not going to sit there, but you're not going to go, oh, that was me.
Yeah, no one's going to say it was you. Everyone's going to think it was from the previous sitting.
But I think the other thing is seats are tiered. Like, unless you get friggin' Andre the Giant in front of you.
Big Afro boy or something.
You're going to be able to see the screen.
But, yeah, it is good not having someone in front of you because then you can put your feet on the seats. Even though you're not supposed to. Yeah. All right, this is another one. If you're receiving a dodgy package in the mail, whatever it might be, use the previous tenant's name and then you both have plausible deniability. So, if you're getting something that may not be very legal
okay.
in the mail.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the previous tenant's name because you're still getting their mail for a couple of months after you move in.
Oh, speaking of which, I've got shitloads of it.
Yeah. So do I, actually.
I've got an object. It's wrapped up, but it's... It feels like a sign, like a wooden, you know, like things you get in Bali that say like welcome on it or something. And then there's like some steel, probably not steel if it's from Bali. That was a bad example. But it seems like it's a sign you'd hang on a door or put place behind a bar or something.
And what, you just got it?
Yeah, well, I've just got other shit to do. you know, eventually we'll probably take it. Back to the post office.
Return to sender or something.
But I feel like it's, you know, not my problem.
Yeah,
so eventually I'll get it back there, but I've got other shit to do.
I reckon that's reasonable enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I've remembered it, now I might go, oh, the Savo, I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll forget.
So you can say, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
You've got 2 weeks to send it back. Otherwise, I'm going to ask you next pod.
Mm.
You best have done it.
Okay.
Okay.
You could ask me every pod. I would have forgotten every time. But I feel like my cutoff is the end of our rental agreement. Or I could just handball it on to the next tenant.
Just resend it.
Yeah.
Back to your own house.
Sorry, they don't live here.
All right. Another one, and I reckon this is a pretty good one. Same thing. It's to do with postage. So it's a way to send packages for free. All right. So you put the recipient's address as the return to sender address and you post it without a stamp. Then they're going to go, ah, no, this package is not being sent. It's going back to the sender. But you've put the recipient's address as the return to sender. Is that not a loophole around the postage system?
I don't know. I reckon the post office would know about this. If anyone's going to know about hacks like this.
Really? I don't know. I mean, I send a lot of stuff and I reckon.
Why the fuck would you know about this and the postie doesn't?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to stereotype all posties, but I feel like I'm smarter than a postie. You know how I know I'm smarter than a postie?
Yeah.
I'm not a postie.
Yeah. Yeah. Typical millennial speak. Fucking hell.
Nah, I respect all posties because usually they get my address right.
Well, yeah, you got to be careful because posties have just gone, nah, three-legged chair, fuck them.
Well, I mean, do your job.
Sounds like you hate them.
I've had a lot of posts missing and stuff like that. I'm actually waiting on a post that was supposed to come, what's the date today? 1st of August. So it was supposed to come late June and still not here. So it's over a month.
I ordered a shirt from the UK.
Mine's three shirts from the US, just so we're on. So we know we're both talking about shirts from international.
So my order's less important than yours. All right, shut up. Let me tell my story. Nah, I ordered a shirt from a UK band, Tiger Cub, who are actually really cool. Check them out. It's a bit Royal Bloody, a bit Queens of the Stone Agey, and better than
Dead Letter Chorus.
I never listened to that album, to be honest.
You said they were shit.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I said they were not Dead Letter Circus. Okay. Anyway, so I ordered a shirt from Tiger Cub and it hadn't come for the longest time, right? And I thought, fuck, what's going on here? So I checked it out and I'd put the wrong address in. I'd put 30 – oh, I can't say my address. But I put my address in and I live in a unit, but I think I put the wrong unit number, but that unit number doesn't exist in my set of units. So I was hoping – I'm asking you guys and you, Jake.
Yeah.
Because the unit number I put in was, I don't know, but there's only a set of units. There's six units, right? So if I go to the post office and it's been like 2 to 3 months now. They've probably sent it back. But had I been more proactive about it and gone to the post office, could I have said, do you think, look, I've put the wrong address in. It is this address. But I put the unit number wrong.
Yeah, I reckon you could have done that and they would have just asked you to show ID, I reckon. Yeah,
and you'd be sweet. Yep. So I'm still going to go try and do it. Even though I ordered them like two
definitely won't
ago.
Be there anymore. But you do and that. Then
should I rage at them?
No, but while you're doing the return to sender for the busted ass wooden sign that you've got, you can put my address on it. No, you can give it back to the post office and go, by the way, I'm actually waiting for a package, you know. One good deed, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Where's my shirt?
Okay.
I don't think that'll work either, but hey, give it a bell.
Yeah.
My last one, I don't know if you've got any life hacks, but my last one here.
I've got a negative life hack. I've got like a don't do this.
All right, well, give us that one and then I'll finish it off with the last one before the break.
I was thinking about this the other day. When I was about 14, 15, I had this thing where it's real weird. It's pretty fucking weird. I became conscious of my own blinking.
Oh, that would suck.
And I was stuck in this sort of consciousness of blinking only when I was like had a time to think about it.
When you're young, that's all the time.
Yeah.
What else
like,
are you thinking
about?
If
I'm not socializing or doing something, it's like my subconscious would remind me, oh, remember to blink, mate. You're in control of that. And
your eyes are getting
pretty
dry. And
I'd be like sitting there like, you can't hear me blinking, but I'd be like making sure I'm blinking. And And I'd be thinking, am I blinking too much? Am I blinking too less? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And the reason I thought of that, and yeah, life hack there is don't even think about becoming conscious.
The problem is,
don't think
you
about.
You brought it up.
Don't
you brought it up.
Don't think about becoming conscious of anything, because yeah, it's a.
That reminds me of the penguin game. Have you heard of the penguin game?
No.
All it is you see how long you can go without thinking about a penguin. And, like, I've just lost the game from my last time.
Immediately.
So, but you, now you go. Now you, and then it'll be
now
like
you
4 months.
Life.
Yeah, it's like a life game. So,
yeah,
4 months down the track, you go, penguin. Oh, no, just thought about a penguin. I think there's also elephant game and stuff like that, but well, just
thought,
makes me.
I thought the saying was, okay, what do you think of when I tell you not to think of an elephant?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A penguin.
So, it's like that. Immediately, you saw that little orange beak guy, little arms by his side.
Yeah. It's funny because, yes, obviously I think about an elephant, but as soon as someone tells me not to think about something, anything.
It'll be a penguin.
Like, I immediately, after I think about that thing, I'll think about, no, a penguin.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, I'll tell you the reason why I started thinking about being conscious of blinking, because I was walking to the mess, because I work FIFO, just one night, and for whatever reason, I must be just an anxious dude. There were people walking behind me, and I suddenly became conscious of my walking. So, and I was like, holy fuck, am I walking right? And I feel like I just started walking a little bit like a robot, like maybe my knees were going a bit high. And I was just making sure, like, I'm walking like a normal person here. Don't want people thinking I'm
one of the reptilian.
Yeah,
elites.
I was just going to say, like a reptilian or something. But yeah, don't get caught in the trap of being conscious of
doing
just
stuff.
Normal shit, especially breathing.
Yeah,
I don't know what that'd be like, but that's the thing. So don't do drugs, guys. moral of the story. Yeah. I guess I'm just a deep thinker.
Oh, well, that's gold. Well, what am I do? We'll have a break here. I've got one more life hack to do, but I feel like it's going to roll straight into the Google review that we're going to do after the break. But yeah, we'll have a break here and we'll be back in a sec.
No worries. All right, guys, we're back. Had a little intermission there.
Intermission? Okay.
Yeah, we're official.
Now, where we left off was with the illegal / unethical life hacks. And I've just got one more from the Reddit review. And that is, if the person in front of you on a flight reclines their seat right back and leaves you with no room, angle your aircon vent directly at their head. It works best if the person in front is bald.
Yeah.
But it would still work. It works regardless.
I think I actually saw this on Reddit recently. I saw something that led me to that Reddit thread, or maybe I just saw it somewhere else. But I saw it on social media.
Did you think, oh, that's useful?
No, I didn't see the angle the aircon at the bald guy's head thing. But I saw people were questioning whether, reclining.
The ethicalness of reclining your seat.
Yeah, whether that's kosher or not. And I don't think it is.
No, I don't think so. Unless you're sleeping. If you are actually trying to have a sleep.
I think.
Sure.
I think if it's on a long flight.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's fine. On international flights, domestic flights at East Coast, West Coast, long flights, anything over probably an hour and a half.
Oh, really? I would go probably 4 hours minimum.
I think that's fair too.
And in saying that, and I still think it's still if you're trying to have a sleep. If you're not trying to have a sleep, or even if you try and have a sleep for two of those 4 hours, sweet, recline it. But as soon as you're not sleeping anymore, get your chair back up, mate.
Yeah, bloody hell.
I used to, I did a lot of flying when I was younger, like sort of 6-7, like I probably would have been a top frequent flyer back in the day, flying up to see my old man for like school holidays and stuff. And I remember as a kid, I would recline my chair every single time, And I just when
thought,
I see kids
there's
reclining.
There's a button there to do it.
Yeah. Use
it
a button
up.
There, you're allowed to do it. Do it. No one's told me not to. But I just see kids that recline chairs now and think, you little prick.
Yeah.
Like you do, you can bloody lay down on the seat.
Yeah. And the thing is, everyone knows you can do it. Everyone knows the button's there, you can do it, and no one has any right to tell the person in front of them to go, not to. Hey, you can't do that.
Exactly. But everyone knows the feeling of the person in front of them doing it.
Yeah,
so
as an adult, you
it's
know,
like an unwritten rule.
You know what it's like to have someone recline in front of you.
And that's the thing. I nearly feel like, righto, someone does it. Someone reclines back on me and they're not sleeping. I'm well within my right to be pissed off about it, sort of. I'm not. I don't have any right to tell them not to, but I also think if I did tell them not to, almost the whole plane would be on my side.
Yeah.
The only people that wouldn't be are the people that hate sort of conflict, which, you know, a lot of people do, which I'm probably one of them anyway. That's probably why I've never said anything to anyone. And
Exactly. Like, who's the Karen in that situation?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Yeah, you probably are the Karen if you're bringing it up.
And that brings us to our next segment, who's the Karen?
That is a good idea for a segment.
Yeah.
If we have examples of something like that, like
let's
we just
do
have.
That. Let's do who's the Karen.
All right. Well, we'll have a look. We'll see if we can get enough material for it and within
and
the next couple of episodes.
I apologize to all Karens out there. That's also. It's not for you to do. No,
to
well,
be
it
fair.
Is because it's a shame for all the really nice Karens out there.
It's nice of you to do it, but I don't feel like it's your responsibility.
But my Auntie Karen is one of the nicest people I've ever
Ooh,
met.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's your responsibility.
Yeah.
Yep. On behalf of everyone that isn't Karen, it's your responsibility.
She is so far removed from the stereotypical Karen, you know, that has been made from the internet today. Like,
oh, it's hard. There'd be very, very few
what
Karens.
What if instead of Karen it was Jake? And we were having the same.
I'd be right.
You'd be like, oh, no, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yeah. No, but it's funny because I'd like to see the stats on how many babies were named Karen this year or last year or the year before. I would say it is in massive decline.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah. But
anyway, let's move on to the Google review. I've got a Google reviews here.
Okay.
It's just one this time. One
makes
place.
It easy.
Exactly. I feel that was a bit of the feedback we've had last time is I think it was episode 3, like 80% of the episode was Google reviews. Google and I think reviews. It might have been, other than the ones we've done with Stag, that was the last and only time we've done Google reviews. So I've trimmed this one right down and they're all very short as well.
What made you choose this one that I haven't seen yet?
So this will be Port Hedland Airport.
Okay.
And I was actually at the airport on my laptop as I got these reviews because I was there. I was sitting there.
At Port Hedland Airport?
I was in Port Hedland Airport and, I was using their Wi-Fi to bring up all their shit reviews.
Okay.
But yeah, you go through them and we'll see how we go.
Port Hedland International Airport.
It is also the domestic airport, and as far as I'm aware, there are no international flights going in there at the moment.
No,
they did have a flight to
they
Bali.
They did go to Bali, yeah.
They might be now again.
All right. Okay, so here we go. Just got stuck at Hedland Airport for 5 hours because of a power outage. 40-plus degrees outside and humidity, no air conditioning, compulsory face masks, not a pleasant experience. Apparently, planes need terminal power to fly. It's one of the longest sentences I've ever read.
Which, I mean, is a fair, you can tell. You know, he's a bit pissed off.
He's
delays.
What we got from that is his flight's been delayed. He's stuck there for 5 hours and he's very hot and he has to wear a mask.
Yeah, and planes need power.
Yeah.
To fly.
Fucking hell, mate. Your flight's been delayed and you have to wear a mask and you're hot. Like, oh, fuck.
I think the thing
he must be the only person in the world that's had to deal with this.
It would have been a better review if that's all he had. And the other thing I want to put out here is that would you prefer to be flying in a safe
if
plane?
If instead of COVID, it was a zombie apocalypse, right? He would have said, oh, stuck here for 5 hours. Zombies banging on the window every fucking 5 seconds. So I can't listen to my favorite podcast, The Three-Legged Chair. It's like, mate, we're all going through the same shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can't even remember. This might have been a year or two ago.
The power's gone out. Airport can't do shit. They're probably doing the best they can.
That's it.
And you've got to wear a mask. Like, yeah.
So planes don't need power from the terminal to fly. But they need it for all the other comms stuff prior, yeah, prior to
I'm sure there's a lot of electricity involved in getting, you know, 70-odd people onto a flight.
Either way.
Fucking squeezer.
Next one.
Here's a quick one. I'd rather walk to Perth.
I'm not saying it's fair enough, but
what was your experience there?
Oh, bad. It was obviously bad. That's why I went straight to
How bad? How bad?
I mean, not bad enough for me to write a review, but it is one of the worst airports I've been to. Yeah.
But how so? Like, you check in. You checked in good. All you have to fucking do is sit down. That's it.
Yeah.
And then you board your plane.
I think you'll find the next few.
There's two more dot points. Are they going to clarify it?
Not so much, but I'll do the clarifying after that if it's not clear enough.
All right. Well, here's the next one. Any airport that charges $50 for 4 beers should be ashamed of themselves. Okay.
And I'm going to say they were stubbies, not pints. $50 for 4 pints? Not too bad. It's still slightly high, but not too bad.
Fuck.
But stubbies. Not ideal. Yeah.
$50 for 4 stubbies. Okay.
Okay, all right.
I've just quickly read this last one. $13 beers. Yeah, shit house. Okay, that's shit house.
But that's $52.
But he's followed it up with no aircon outside.
That's why I put that one there.
Only one fan.
Yeah.
No aircon outside. Fucking hell.
Who has it? I don't think I've ever seen aircon outside.
Unless it was raised with a bunch of those portable ones just around him at all times.
So obviously there must be a smoking area is what I'm thinking. There's a smoking area outside. But I don't remember any time where I've ever seen air conditioning outside.
Well, of course you fucking haven't. It's called the outside environment. It's called weather.
It's called the outside.
Yeah. It's fucking hell.
I nearly thought you were going to go, well, of course you have. Remember fucking Johnny's? He's got an aircon outside. I thought you were going to, Well, so my takeaway from Port Hedland Airport, I feel like anyone who has been to the airport can probably relate to most of those. Not so much the, you know, no power or aircon outside, but, you know, the people that are going to the cafe, no one's happy about the price they're paying for whatever they're buying at that cafe. I went to the drinks fridge because I was coming off night shift, so I was, you know, wanted a vitamin water or a Powerade or something like that. I opened the door, grab one, so hot.
Ugh.
Right? So I was like, well, I'm not doing that. 5 minutes later, they put signs on the fridge. I think they must have seen me. And they put, drinks are hot. Sorry. Like, same price. Yeah. So I'm not a real fan of that. And that, I mean, to be fair, other than that, it's just a pretty normal regional airport. The problem is it's too regional for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, the airport should be better. You go down the road down to Karratha.
But what happens there in those situations is management for them have gone, don't worry about it. It's not a thing. It's a non-event to them.
It's not a thing.
But the staff members on hand, they've got to cop the brunt of all these miners leaving and having a crack at, you know, getting a hot milk from the fridge. So it's up to those workers to put a sign up saying sorry. And at least they're doing that because really they don't have a say in it. They've got...
Yeah. I mean, they can't just fix the fridge.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But the funny thing was, right, so what got me onto this, because I've been through Port Hedland Airport a few times and I didn't put them on any of the other reviews, but I had a story whilst I was at the airport, nothing to do with the reviews, but basically I was in line for the security to go put your bag through and do all that stuff. So I was in line and the dude just about to put his bag through security goes, oh, what, you got to take your laptops out now? And I'm thinking, what? And then the lady, the poor security lady's like, yeah, of course you got to take your laptops out. And he goes, oh, the rules are always changing. You leave it in, you take it out, you leave it in. I'm thinking, is this guy serious?
Yeah.
Like, since you've had to take your laptops out, which is probably 10 to 15 years, never once have they gone back and gone, actually, you can keep them in. Mm. Never.
Yeah. Actually, pop them in today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? The rules are changing. The rules might change, but they only get stricter.
Well, how old was he?
I would say Late 30s.
Late 30s.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say he's leaning on the old guy thing as a crutch.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. And he looked like a FIFO worker.
Yeah.
So he looked like he'd been on planes, but maybe not. Maybe it was his first stint away in 15 years.
Mm.
Anyway, while I'm getting my stuff from the other side of the X-ray machine, putting all my stuff in my bag, he got taken aside and someone was actually going through his bag.
Mm-hmm.
As I was putting stuff back in my bag, the security guard pulled a knife out of his bag.
Out of that guy's bag.
Yeah. Ah, the rules are always changing. There you go, fly with knives. What's going on? And the security guard's like, mate, you can't have a knife.
So what kind of knife was it?
Just like a normal cutlery knife.
So it was in a package. So he just bought a knife.
No. It was out of a package. It was a knife that had been used, hopefully not to stab anyone.
Yeah.
But anyway, the security guard's like, you can't have a knife, mate. And he's like, whatever, just keep it. I don't care. And I'm thinking, what? Like, I don't want to be on a flight with this dude. And then saving grace. You go start going off at this security dude going, anyway, mate, I upgraded to Economy X. Who do I see about that? Don't really care whatever happened after that. All I knew was I was flying Qantas and Economy X is Virgin, did not care.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, what a loose unit.
Ignorance is bliss. We've talked about this when we had Stag on, pissing on the
ignorance is piss.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss.
That was the reason I thought, you know what, I might get the Google reviews from Port Hedland Airport, and then that's where we are now. So,
before we move on, is the next one about an airport?
No.
Okay, because when you mentioned Port Hedland Airport, immediately I thought of a street name that I remember, but it was from Kalgoorlie Airport. There's a street that leads to Kalgoorlie Airport, and it's called Hart Kerspian Road. It might be street.
What?
I know. Just bear with me here. But I like thinking of band names all the time, all right? So whenever a good band name comes up.
Chuck it in the bank.
Yeah, chuck it in the bank. And I remember flying out one day, driving to the airport, you drive down Hart Kerspian Road, and Hart Kerspian, he was an engineer in the Kalgoorlie Council who was shot dead by someone who rocked up to the council building who had some kind of disagreement with the council over some land. Mm-hmm. So some people were held up in that building. There was a tussle going on, but Hart Kerspian was actually shot that day. I think he's the only person that died. Well, he wasn't. The gunman actually killed himself as well.
Yep. Murder suicide.
Yeah. Over some land issues that were going on.
Maybe, not going to get it sorted that way, is he?
No. But he was obviously angered enough and he had some underlying issues and something happened. But obviously that road was named after Hart Kerspian. But I thought, before knowing all that, driving down that road, I thought, fuck, that's actually a cool band name. Hart Kerspian.
Yeah.
For like, I don't know, like an emo or a alternative rock band. Like, I thought that's pretty cool.
It's a good thing, like that scenario. It's good that the person that was murdered is being remembered more than the murderer.
Yep.
Yeah, what was the murderer's name? It's probably something you have real cool, probably be a great band name.
Yeah, it's probably even cooler, but, you know, his name actually wasn't even in the article, I read.
Wow.
So, you know, there's obviously a little bit more research that needs to be done into that. But I just thought when I drove down that street, I was like, fuck, that's actually a cool band name. So if anyone wants that, yeah.
If anyone wants that.
You're free to have it. Yeah. You're free to have this poor guy's name.
All you need to do is buy us a few beers on the Lynn Tree and you can have it.
But respect to his family. And I just thought because honourable people's names have found their way into bands' names, like Franz Ferdinand. Might have started a war, that one.
That name. That one.
Point is, single names are good for band names.
So yeah.
I heard Hart Kerspian. I was like, wow, that sounds like, you know. And that was Hart Kerspian with Richard Ferns. coming up next, we've got Franz Ferdinand with, what's that song?
Don't know.
Anyway, so that was just airport chat. So, yeah.
Scientifically formulated.
Yeah. That's for another pod.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Do you want to finish it off with a stoic quote? Have you got one ready to go?
Oh.
Is this one by any chance by
Epictetus?
It might be. I think this one's actually from Seneca.
All right.
So this is a good one.
Let's finish it off with this.
Because this one's open to interpretation. And I think after hearing a few Stoic quotes over the pods, I think you and our listeners should understand what it kind of means.
What it's all about. All
right. Yep. So this is a good one. All right. So here we go. I will storm the gods and shake the universe. That's it, Seneca.
Whoa.
It means I'll make a difference, you know? Like I will go out and I will, you know.
I don't care where I'm at, what sort of troubles I'm faced with.
Nothing matters except what I do right now.
Yeah.
And have we mentioned that everyone knows Gladiator, right? One of the greatest movies ever. So Marcus Aurelius is obviously main character in that movie. Yeah. Anyway, right at the start, he's given the blokes a bit of a locker room
bit
chat.
Of a rev up.
Yeah, and he's going, he goes, "What you do in life echoes in eternity." I think that was a quote from Marcus Aurelius. So, so there's a lot of little Stoic quotes sprinkled throughout the movie because you know.
Yeah, well, they would have done their research.
yeah, of course. But people don't realise that he was a philosopher and he was at the forefront of this style movement of philosophy. I take from his thoughts on Stoic philosophy, like, yeah, he's creating an empire and he's doing this and doing that. But back in those times, it was, I don't know, I can't even begin to understand what life was like back then, but it was like...
He was making a difference already.
Yeah, like...
He was making a difference to now back then.
And he had an understanding of what he was doing and not necessarily the right thing to do, conquering countries and killing a lot of people. Like, it's in fact...
Yeah, he wasn't a good guy.
Yeah, like... But at least he was kind of conscious of it.
Yeah.
And he'd done his research and he's at least thought about, fuck, I'm just fucking babbling now. Just babbling on. But
yeah, no, that's a go. Well, I think anyway, we'll probably wrap the episode up. Yeah. And watch
Gladiator. If I've got it on Blu-ray if anyone wants to borrow it. Actually, Angus has it. So, Angus, if you're listening, I need it back.
Just in case someone wants to borrow it.
Because it's a steel cover. Steel cover with the Blu-ray in it and the helmet that he
made
wears.
Made from the sword of Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah, exactly. Nah,
but anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you again next time.
All righto, Root.
Gotcha.